some of our ancestors in the record of life, able to influence the young folk. And for that ability, it can grind in poverty, afflict my people, pain them the lowest rung of the economic ladder. Therefore, I must ask why this prize is awarded to a man.
When we hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying, oh, time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Following the people of
come on, let me hear. We are the world. We are the world. We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society.
God bless you on this Tuesday night, and we cross over with our ancestors tonight. I said Sunday, we are bombarded by evil spirits. The evil have took over the world. What I'm saying tonight, saying mama killing daughter, daughter killing mama, and Christian killing Christian, Muslim killing Muslim, and Jewish killing Jews, and white killing black killing white. There's an evil that have faced the earth, and its violence are non-existent. In the spirit of the prophet Abraham, prophet Moses, Jacob, and Jesus the prophet, and our modern prophet, Dr. Martin Luther King, left it on record that racism and white supremacy is part of the hate. Husband against wife, wife against husband, because of evil spirits. I want to say to you tonight, Shay, I will cross over tonight. I was listening to some of the early gospel singers, and I looked some of the early singers that left the gospel church, and they began to sing the stuff of the world that, you know, church called the world, but it was the truth of life or death. Sometimes you have decisions, and the decision you make, God, I want to ask the question tonight, what is your assignment with God? If God gave you assignment, can't nobody do it but you. So I like the Proverbs 8, I love them that love me, them that seek me as a family. God gave you assignment. I can't do your assignment. You do my assignment. Your husband can't do your assignment. Your wife can't do your assignment. God has assigned you to a special thing to do. You can say, well, my children, taking care of my grandchildren, that's your assignment. Take care of my husband, that's your assignment. You got a divine assignment from God. If you're a woman, it's to be fruitful and multiply. And if you have a baby, you're doing part of your assignment as a woman. If you don't have a baby, you can adopt and get that out of your head. See what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you tonight, crossing over with our ancestors, Isaiah 60, it says it's darkness, gross darkness. So in 2022, we are involved in a dark plague on this earth. Let me say it again. A dark plague on this earth. We are dealing with witchcraft. We're dealing with evil minds. Over this weekend, some of you might have seen it. They're talking about the shooting. Every shooting that was did in Arkansas, Louisiana, in Memphis, Philadelphia, Chicago, black on black. Well, no white folks killing black folks. Black folks killing black folks. But it's an rebellion against God. I wish I had somebody. Daughter is against mama. And son is against daddy. Because there's an evil spirit is moving on the plane of the earth. As we cross over tonight, a shape with our ancestors, I want to bring you the word of what is your assignment and what have you asked God for. You might say, well, Bishop, my assignment is just to get a job, get my hair done, go to a beautician, find me a man, find me a wife, and find your husband at your assignment, find your wife at your assignment. God have assigned you something, and can't nobody do it but you. And you got to say, I can do it the best, because I'm signed to it. Don't let nobody tell you that God ain't assigned you to a certain thing to do. You know, when the widow woman, God told the prophet, go down to the told that same prophet, go in the raven. But God carried him to a certain spot at a certain time. When that time up, I'm going to say something to you. When it's time up, you got to leave it alone. Lady said, Bishop, me and my husband, we can't make it. I said, time up. You done nurses him. Go to the next level. And don't feel ashamed because he ain't your assignment. She ain't your assignment. You got to stop drinking the alcohol, the drugs, the dope, or whatever you're doing, and ask God into yourself, what is my assignment? I just got a spirit. The 91 number Psalm just come to me, Psalms 34 and Psalm 37. God just gave me that for somebody. But the 60th chapter Isaiah, thank you, Karen Field, is a darkness. And this darkness was on the face of the earth. So, next Sunday, the 19th, is Father's Day, and it's June 10th day. Okay? I'll be outside doing my service on that Sunday, that's Father's Day. And I'm going to prophesy to everybody to come to their service. But tonight, I want you to understand what God wants you to do and what you're doing. If people don't like you, leave them alone. Because it's a friend not that stuff of evildoers, they'll soon be, they ain't going to be. So you got a long life, man. You can't let nobody kill you down with a scorecard to tell you what about what somebody think about you. You got to think about God has brought you this far by faith. And what's going on in the world, around the world? I just heard America didn't say it. The monkeypox is directly because of homosexual men. But NBC, ABC didn't say it. I got it on another channel that said what it's all about. But I never heard NBC and their doctor. Because they're trying to hide darkness. Out of darkness come light. It's dark in White House right now. To my sister, right? It's the Black House. Because the blood of all those innocent people been killed because the politicians, and I'm going to say the Republican Party, have not stood up and said, ban the assault rifles. Now, today, keep holding on to those dollars. It's going to be death after death. Y'all believe me? Evil. Now, I want to say this to you. Some of you all shook up. It's going to happen again and again because you got evil people running the government. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. You got people that have no regard for God. They want that dollar, that almighty dollar. In God we trust. That's what they want. And they don't care how they get it. Okay? They don't care if you got to go to prison or jail or what. Police lie. And the state's attorney lie. And the judge lie. And know the people innocent and give them life. Again, 40, 50 years, they come out. They come out of jail with no money, know what's going on, and they find themselves lost because of a lie. Y'all believe what I'm saying tonight? I say, I have an ancestor. A lady, she was telling me, what I need to do, I said, you need to call on God. When you call on God, he'll come and see what you need tonight. I was praying earlier. Psalms 87 came up and Psalm 55 came up. Oh, if I had a fly would be rest. It ain't no rest for the liar. It's no rest for the backbiter. It's no rest for the hater. You in automatically, only the blood, good God Almighty, of God. And I was talking to a young lady, she said, Bishop, they don't like, don't worry about them liking you. You just let God, and I got a scripture for you, Exodus 14 and 14. Thank you to step back. Let God fight your battle. And all the forces of good and the forces of the ancestors, the angels and the prophets. The prophet looking over his shoulder saying, Bishop, what's going on with the world? They killing, they murder, and ain't nobody got a handle on it. Let go and let God. You can't do it. Can't no army do it. Can't no police department do it. Corruption that's in the government and corruption in the police department and the corruption can't clear up corruption. Only but the pure in heart shall see God. Again, you ask the question, Bishop, what shall I do? I'm going to give a word to you tonight. I'm taking my time. I feel that that's some doors that have been closed come up to you. And you write this down, you got your pencil. Step one, put down step one. What is my assignment? You got to ask God, what is my assignment? Step one. Step two, when God give you your assignment, you got to, let me say the word, obey God. See, the fishermen had been fishing all night. Jesus stepped up. They said, Lord, we've been fishing all night. We ain't got nothing. We need some fish to pay the boat. Let's be all that. He said, move your net a little bit over. They could have said, well, Jesus, we know that we have to catch these fish at night because you can't catch them in the daytime. But they're obedient to God, and the Bible said the net, the fish broke the net. The ship was overflowing. Everybody on the pier got fish to feed the whole flock. Obey God, not man, not yourself, not your pastor, the word of God. And the way you get the word of God, because some of these guys have turned their back from God. They have left the altar. The blood is at the altar. You know, and they say, I want a plane. One preacher said, I need a plane. He ain't doing nothing on the ground. What are you going to do on the plane? Huh? See what I'm saying? So you got to let go when God chose you. When God chooses you, you got a mission for you. And if you never ask, what is my mission, you'll be walking around blind, somebody else telling you what your mission is. And God deal directly with you, man. Woman, God deal directly to you. Glory, hallelujah. I feel tonight a breakthrough coming to some of you if you just be obedient to the word of God. I was with Bishop Moore a few years ago, and he said, Bishop, and Bishop Moore was about 70, 80 years old then, he said, you got to be obedient to God. And he went to the casino, came me with him, and I said, Bishop, we going to see you here. I got God sent me here. And when he got there, he prayed for three women. The woman said, she's going to lose this money and go kill herself. And the vision went to the crap table. He said, I met this woman at the crap table. But they went and had coffee and he prayed for her. Mm-hmm. Told her she's not going to lose her house. The woman, once in my house, won. But when we got back to Mississippi, the woman had telegrammed him some money. Nobody duplicates you. Stop letting people trying to make you. They can't make you. God made you already. Your husband can't make you. Your wife can't make you. You need to repent, man. Woman, you need to repent. When you repent, your eyes will come open. I say. And the ancestors, when I crossed over with the ancestors, they said, Vision, what you doing? I'm talking to those that have gone on, but their spirit is still around you. And the spirit of the ancestors, Psalm 57, as I'm talking, Psalms 12, and Psalm 50, saying to you, God got you already on the radar. You're already there. And you wondering why you can't make it, it's because you trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know, somebody jealous of you. Yeah, somebody jealous of you. The devil comes to kill and destroy. That's his job. To mess with your mind, to make you think you're crazy and make you kill yourself, and make you say, don't nobody love me, I need to take myself out. That's the devil. So in the book of Enoch, God called Enoch, took him up. He didn't die. He took him up. When he got there with God, God told Enoch, these are the 12 angels, and these angels left the heaven realm. Michael, Gabriel, and the rest of them kicked him out. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Now listen, what he put the evil of heaven and put him in the earth realm for them to rehabilitate themselves. But when the angels, 200 angels, when they fell to the earth, they were, and homosexuals began to have sex with humans. They seen the pretty women. These are angels from God. These are the sons of God, the angels, 200 of them. And they begin to have sex with the earth women. Out of that relationship, Mary, came giants. After the giants come, the giants had sex with the humans. Out of that relationship came evil. Giants died out because they were doing blood sacrifice. They were eating animals. They were doing blood cycle. They were drinking blood. I want to tell you, killing a goat, killing a cow, cutting the chicken ain't going to work. The blood of the altar already did, the blood of ancestors. When you plead the blood of the Almighty God, you said the blood of Jesus, that means that every ancestor that was murdered, they begin to stand up and walk with you. That means I say, I shake, I shake. So after the giants did that, the giants talked all kind of evil things. That's what was going on. And the Bible said they died out. The giants died out. And the children from the giants, those people was evil on earth. That's why Enoch come back and told Noah, we got to clean earth. The flood coming. But I want to say that to you, what's going on now is a cleansing by God. And when it happens, it's coming in storms and floods, tornadoes. You got to have your house in order where it don't touch you, family. It's so much happening because of evil doers. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself, the evil doers, they'll soon be cut down." I'm going to give a prophecy out tonight. This is crossing over. I'm going to give a prophecy out from somebody from the spirit realm. You ain't got to tell me, I'm going to tell you. If they give me your word, I know this. I know give that. I know the woman give it to me, or give it to me. Somebody in the spirit world, a long time, or somebody short in the spirit world, and they give it to me. That's what happened. I want you to get it for this month. This is the 19th, it's Father's Day. But every day should be Father's Day. Every day, you should understand that's June 10th day. Some of y'all know what I mean. And I just want to say to you, what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they're still murdering. What happened in Mississippi, Arkansas, Atlanta, Georgia, still murdering. And I want to say this because you might not know. All the killings that went on Friday, Saturday, Sunday to Monday, it was all black. So somebody working some magic on black folks. And we're so dumb that we don't see it. We don't move away from God. We're doing out of pain. All these diseases gonna still be with us. They ain't going nowhere. To man, straight is a divine law. And the divine law, when I say divine, is from God. We have a program called Divine Word, Divine Healing. Divine healing comes from God. Seeding for your assignment. If you want assignment, you need to seed for this assignment. For God to give you what you want. 30-30, I want to give you a message. 30-30, it's time for you to make that move. Time for you to come out of Las Vegas. That's what I'm going to say. And the reason it's time for you to come out is some things happening. And I see your grandfather taking you by the hand for you to do what you need to do. I want to read Psalm 51. I prophesy to you, 20. Now, you're up in New York, and you're doing pretty good up in New York, but you left Jackson, Mississippi for New York, and you're doing worse in New York. All you got to and pay the tax on the family property before they take it. What's holding you? That's your mother and father in the spirit who told me to tell you that. Thank you, kind spirit. That was the bell. Sometimes you can't let go because that's your assignment. to be abused. Your assignment is for somebody to be over you. If God gave you a husband, he didn't give you. If he gave you a wife, he gave you a wife. He ain't gave you a wife and all the people. He ain't gave you a husband and all the people go with it. He gave that man to you or that woman to you. If it ain't yours, leave it alone. I wish I had somebody. Revelation, I'm going to pray tonight that you get revelation knowledge. What is revelation knowledge? You get it directly from God. You can't get it out of a book. There's a lot of things you can't get out of the book. You got to get it by fasting, by staying quiet, shut your mouth, and God will bring it to bear. If sometimes I'm talking to you, 53:50, leave it alone. I'm going to say it again. 53:50, your mother stood up and your daughter stood up and sat in the chair. And one said, Mama, leave it alone. And one told you, say, hey, leave it alone. Because something's going to happen and you can't do nothing about it. Glory, hallelujah. And just do, because it's money, it's favor waiting on you when you make that choice. The doctors can diagnose sickness and death, but he can't get death. Death come by the power of God. Thank you, kind spirit. I said, I'm going to pray for tonight. I'm going to pray for a special place, your place in God. Now, when I pray for you, your place in God, I mean, God wants you to do something. You got to do it quick, fast, but you got to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry for God to do it for you. And if you want God to do it, he's going to open that door for you. When God opens up that door, he's going to give you exactly what you want. He knows your name, and he got you on record. I share our ancestors. And right now, it seems like you wondering why. Now, before I play that, I want to tell you, God know your name, know where you're at. I want you to plant a seed in our ministry. But no, what I want you to do, I want you to, whatever you want from God, you have to seed for it. I just believe in sowing, seed, and sowing. I know what the farmer was doing out there when he said he seed over here to the east, some to the west, some to the middle, and he sowed one on the corner. He harvested all of it, but he left the one on the corner. He said, that's sowed for God. And people come and get it, animal, whatever, come and get it. So whatever you got to need tonight, you need to think of it. I don't care how broke you seem. You can make it, your lights off, your gas off, you don't know where the money coming from. When you see and you pray, it's coming. I want you tonight to write somebody's name in the spirit realm that you know. Write their name and put them out that you want. Fold it up. Put it in your Bible. And you plant a seed to that. I don't know how much you want, what you need, but the Spirit just led me to tell you the ancestors are going to bring you a clear mind. It's going to bring some things. You worried about how to do this? You stand up and God going to show you how to do it. And once God shows you how to do it, you can get away from it because it would destroy you. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Get ready for God to bless you and God open a door for you. You can't run from the word. You got to do what God said. And he said, quick, fast, and in a hurry. You got to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry for God to give you what you want. That's what got to happen. 17:17. Don't stay in your nursing field. Finish nursing. I know what problem you have, but you're going to be all right. Your whole family look like they turned against you, but hold on. Joy come in the morning. It's morning time. Just go out for you. Just go out for you, Sister Lisa. Just go out for you, Sister Mary Hoffman. Just go out for you, Sister Betty. Just go out for you tonight. He know your name. And if God know your name, Lisa just said, name it, you claim it. Joe, thank you. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You know, the one thing Lisa always said, God got me. That woman just said, God walked with me. And some of you don't know that God got assignment for you. You're not doing your assignment. Now, what you started doing your assignment, as you start doing your assignment, things will open up for you. And when things open up for you, things and when it works for you.
Perfect person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are skilled and strangely qualified. I think you ought to use that phrase, say I'm strangely qualified for my assignment.
What is your assignment? See, your assignment is what God wants you to do. And can't nobody do it no better than you because God has ordained you to do that, doing somebody else's stuff. What you do, your assignment is that. Don't let nobody take it away from you. If they don't want you to, you get away from them because they hate us. But God told you to do something, man, woman, you stick with it. If your children turn your back, you got to let them go. You got to ask them, give them everything. Sometimes the devil get in your children, get in your husband, get in your wife, get in. You got to cut the family members loose because they ain't ready to be cleansed. They ain't ready to ask for forgiveness. They want to keep doing the same thing over and over.
My baby. None of us hurt her. That baby was her assignment, and she heard sound, none of us heard. I've had a mechanic listen to my car and just say, you hear that? You hear that? No, I don't hear that. Can you hear that? Not really. But because his assignment was to repair the automobiles, he heard a sound I couldn't hear. Your assignment magnifies the problem God wants you to solve. Your assignment must become an obsession. Look at 6. No, 5. Number 5. If you rebel against your assignment, God may permit painful experiences to correct you. How many have ever heard of Jonah University? So I'm calling it Whale University. God is so serious about your assignment, and he really is, that your family is usually the last to believe your assignment. I think God gives you a family to prepare you for enemies. I believe if you can survive your family, you'll survive your future. Everything in your future is already at your house. Judas. Creates a friendship with people who hate you. Absalom and tries to divert himself. Doubt Thomas, who doesn't believe you're anything special. God gives you a plan to practice your future. where you learn communication, adaptation, negotiation. Home is a practice place for your success. But don't rebel against your assignment, because God will permit correction to come. God has plans for you. I love that scripture. I can tell Bishop said, hello, I love that man. He's precious to me. He always blesses me every Christmas. I'm very special way to Dr. Clay. I urge you not to resent your assignment, not to rebel against it, but to take step after step after step towards your assignment. You may not understand it. God may give you a piece at a time. You may be like Jonah, Lord, I don't want to go to Nineveh. There may be many parts. There's parts of my assignment I don't like. I don't like traveling. Means I don't like travel. Why? Why would I like to travel when I'm going to watch a video about? I love miles. I don't like traveling. Hotels, the best hotel in the world doesn't compare with my bedroom. I don't like travel. I don't know. There was a time I got hit when I was 20. 93, you don't want us traveling at 93 years old. There is a part of my assignment I really dread leaving the house. I mean, I leave at the last minute. I head home as soon as I can. There's a part. But I know that I'm called of the Lord. There's a part of me that wants to relax. I love my palm trees. I love my palm trees. I love my waterfalls. I was made for the good place. I was made for the good. I love my home. I hate to leave my home. I hate. But that's part of the assignment. And if you will fulfill the part that you my mother, I said, one of seven children. And I told my mother one day, I said, Mother, did you ever wish that you wouldn't have had us kids? She said, many times. She said, my mother says, she said, nobody loves every day. Man, you don't want to hear that. Nobody loves every day. I said, you mean mother, there's times? She said, there's times I would run away if I knew where to go. You know what? I think so. There's not a mother on earth that stays excited about the rearing of a baby. There comes a time that 2 o'clock in the morning, and that cry, and then you pour your life out, and then they get 13 years old, the devil jumps up to 13, and suddenly the smartest book and the arrogance, and you know, I get going to bed with that. I'm going to run away from home. He said, let's go. I have you packed right now. And he walked in there, and he's going to have me back. I leave every father to feel completely unappreciated. And he's toiled, and he's labored, and he doesn't get faint. I don't know of anyone who has a harder place in life than the single mother. The single mother who has to be the soft and the hard, who has to be the kind and the firm, has to be everything in that home. But our assignment is the place of favor. It's where the favor of God will come. It's where the provision of God comes. One of the most important reasons you're fasting for is because it's the only place where God said he would give you money. Provision is only guaranteed by God at the place of needs. Money is anywhere God wants you to be. Let me give you an Old Testament scripture, 1 Kings 17. Remember that? God tells Elijah, go to the brook. I've commanded a raven to feed you there. A place called there. I was preaching for Joel Osteen, some time ago, a friend of mine in Houston. Great pastor. His father, did you ever know John Osteen? John had a little book called Rich Brother John Osteen back in my late 20s. And he made the statement, he had a book of a place called there. The place called there. And he says, money is only at the place called there. And God told Elijah, go to the brook. I commanded the raven to feed you there. When he went there, the raven was there. The brook was there. One day, the assignment changed. God says, now go to Zarephath. I command a widow woman to feed you there. Not the raven, but the widow. Jesus still the sure one that had called up to the disciples, children, have you any meat? They said, we toiled all night and had nothing. He said, the fish are on the other side of the boat. Cast the net on the other side. Provision is where God wants you to be. I feel like financial blessing is the spiritual incentive for obedience. God uses money to excite you to obey it. He says, if you're where I want you to be, I will bless you. So your assignment is important because that's where the blessing's at. That's where the favor is at. It may not look like it. It may look like some rough time, but you'll stay there. You'll stay there. I'll never forget, I felt depressed one time. One of my proteges had a little conference, and he wanted me to come. And I hate bad weather. I just hate ice and snow and all that kind of stuff. I like the sun. But it was pretty cold weather and snow everywhere. And I flew there for me. About 35 people freezing on a Saturday morning. In fact, he was so discouraged with his conference, he hanged the microphone and went home and went to bed. And I was left with his people, 35 people, in his little conference. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is nuts. What in the world am I doing up here? The freezing weather. He's so in bed. He's so discouraged that I'm with his 35 people. But I knew I was in the will of the Lord. I knew I was following God. I was obeying God, just hearing his voice, doing what he's doing. When I walked out the door, a man grabbed me and said, how could I get a letter to you that nobody would see but you? So I have a little code that I use for my this Saturday afternoon, Wednesday night. My mail, and I'm open. I'm in my bed, and I'm opening my mail. And out falls his little note. Thank you for changing my life. There was a check for $70,000. Say praise the Lord. Try to act happy for other people's blessings.
See, God can always put somebody in your realm to bless you. And sometimes I was talking to a friend today. His water was off. And the guy came back, worked for the city. He said, my water, he said, well, out. He went and cut it on. He said, the day that I know I was going to bless somebody, I know it was you. What I'm saying to you, God have favor with you tonight. Something you heard tonight will spark you next level. Something you've been worried about, I want you to stop worrying about it and give it to God. God's favor is on you, but you got to stay still and move to the next level in your life. Some of you is complacent. Well, I stay in, and you ain't need to stand be an old maid. Be an old man, you move out and go to the next level. God is speaking with all the storms and the floods, all the killing, God is still in control. Let me say it again. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Whatever pathway you're looking for, God has already told you to be the man or the woman of the hour. You know, I was at a restaurant and I was eating, a lady was there, and she said, bitch, I ain't making much money, so don't worry about it, God gonna bless you. A man come in and gave her a $500 tip. He said, I just like the way you move around. And he wrote the bill that I think was about for $25. That was $525. And she's shocked. He said, because where you at told me to bless you. I want to tell you, when you get ready, God going to put somebody in your vibration to help you, to give you the knowledge, to give you what you want. But you got to stay still and let God bless you like he ought to. Stand still and let God do what he ought to do for you. You know, I'm praying for you tonight. I think I was telling somebody about, I had on the back, I said, Dr. King, $1 trillion flow, financial blessing, money, miracles, Exodus 4, decided what to do with it, I was put it up. I was put it in your office. You ain't got no, I just told you put it in your office. You ain't got, that means that you're supposed to have office. God wouldn't have told me to tell you to put it in your office. Somebody, you ain't got no office. You got an office, but you don't know you got it. Sometimes you don't know what God's doing for you. And I want to pray that the ancestors, I'm praying tonight that somebody receive a word from the ancestors. And when you see, let me tell you something, when you receive a word from that, you see, receive a word from God. God be the glory, God be the strength. And I want you, if you haven't seen it, you see through this ministry, go to my website, justcedarhamyoursite.com. If you want to write a check, you write a check. And write on that check what you want. I'm seeding for this. And even if you go to PayPal, you write on there, I'm seeding. You've got to have a purpose, what you're seeding for, what God can answer you quick, fast, and in there. Just go out. Father God, for all the ancestors, just go out for the fathers. I got a message. It's a father sitting in a chair. He told me to tell you, write his name. And I'll tell you later on. Thank you. This was you tonight. Mother Francis down in Algeria for you. Dr. William in New Orleans. Dr. Marmaid in Chicago. Reverend Coleman, Mount Sinai Baptist Church. All this week, I'm praying for Freddie Taylor. Milton, I'm praying for you. And Sam, I'm praying for you. Dr. Christian, I heard you today. I'm praying for you. It's time. You said, what? You said, you asked me, Bishop, what the ancestors said. Sit down. Do your homework. You're going to be a better person. That's what the ancestors told me to say. You're listening. God bless you. Mother Rosie, Mother Carrie, and the ancestors tonight is coming in very strong. Top for you, Bishop William for you, all the ancestors, Bishop Ross, Bishop Ben Ross. Hmm. He got you. He got you. Don't forget. What is that? I'm praying for somebody healing in their throat, and somebody in their left shoulder, and I'm praying. I want to tell some mother if some things going to happen. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Lord Hamilton, I'm praying for you down in Mississippi. Mary Scott, Tony Scott, I'm praying for you tonight. God bless you tonight. Father God, bless everyone that come to the station. Everyone that come to the station, bless them, sanctify them, heal them. Psalms 119. Read that Psalm 119, east, west, up, and south. Your assignment. I'm speaking to somebody tonight.
You're wrong.